Jorge's a jerk is what he is. This song has been stuck in my head all day long. Because on Disney Plus right now,
yeah,
they have the new Chippendale Rescue Rangers movie.
Yeah, sure.
It was fantastic.
Was it really great?
It was really good. Riley loved it. But it's been stuck in my head all day, and so he played this to ruin my life.
Andy Samberg, John Mulaney, both
yes.
in that movie.
Did you watch it with Jack?
No, I watched John Mulaney filling in for Jimmy Kimmel interviewing
Andy
Samberg.
Oh, how was he?
Good.
Yeah, I bet.
Good. Mulaney's great.
I like John Mulaney a
yeah,
lot.
Really funny.
Very funny. So, okay, when you're rating an Uber driver, on what scale do you rate them? Now, I'll set it up this way. One of my buddies who was in town this weekend says that the average Uber mm-hmm. driver, he gives a 4. And he said, you've got to be over and above the call to be a 5, because there's no such thing as a 5.
Up,
there's no perfect Uber driver.
Look, what is your Uber rating? Do you know how to look it up?
I think so.
Okay, so open your Uber app and then click on the silhouette of your face over in the corner until you get to this page.
Yes.
Where it has your name.
Oh, I got to tip that guy. I forgot to tip that guy. you have
the Uber app?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up.
All right, so then you click on that little thing that looks like a person's face, and then under your name, what?
I got it, 4.93.
What?
Yes.
All right.
4.93?
I am glad you said that first, because I would have bet anybody here that I had the highest Uber rating. I'm great to Uber drivers, but I'm a 4.92.
I'm 4.92 also.
Can you do it on the Lyft app? I don't have Uber.
Screw Lyft. We're talking about Uber.
Oh, I have a 5.0 rating. Ha!
On what?
On Lyft.
Oh, well, you never use it.
That means you never use it.
Lyft. Yeah, that means you've never taken a ride.
I've had 104 rides.
I have
five-star rating.
4.88.
Take that.
4.88. That means you're a jerk to the drivers.
Yeah. Am I a jerk to the drivers?
What is it?
I don't think I am a jerk to the drivers.
4.8, you're a jerk.
I love the drivers.
You're a jerk to the drivers.
I love Uber drivers.
Yeah, well, they don't love you.
Some of our biggest listeners are Uber drivers. I love the Uber people.
Do you tip them?
By the way, and Lyft, I just tipped some guy.
That he probably doesn't tip.
I always tip. I tip every
He has been known for not tipping.
Yeah, you always say if you get bad service, you won't tip.
Been known for not tipping.
Wait a minute.
Amanda was there when we found out.
I was offended by this.
I will tip for bad service.
And I will not. By the way, that is not I'm a bad tipper. That is you screwed up my meal, so I'm not giving you any money.
Then take your 4.8 and shut up. This is what they play as soon as you get out of the car. Loud.
This is what the JW bar says about you.
The JW bar does not say this. That is totally invented.
We were all there.
This report that I am a bad tipper is so unfair and so unjustified and so offensive. Turn that music off.
Jorge, I just opened,
Happy Monday
app. First thing it says, big letters, Happy Monday.
Nice.
But Amanda, we were at the bar, right?
I don't even remember this, honestly.
Thank you, Amanda.
But I will say one thing, Mace.
Yeah.
But if there's this rumor that you're bad at tipping at the JW.
Yes.
And then now, with your Uber rating being so low, there's a theme happening here. So, I'd say, rumor has it you're a bad tipper.
So
Berkman, how'd you get to your rating on Lyft?
I went to
profile.
View profile, and then it was all just right there.
What's different between Lyft and Uber? They're the same thing, right?
One's Lyft. And
I
one's
always
Uber.
Assume there are more Uber drivers than there are Lyft drivers.
I have them both just in case, where was I? Where is it? That wedding in Wine Country? I couldn't get an Uber, and I had to order through Lyft. Most drivers have both.
Yeah, a lot of drivers do have both. Yeah, no, but the reports that I'm about to, if I brought Juan on here, he would tell you I'm an over-tipper.
Bring him on.
He won't do it.
Yeah, I know he won't.
Yeah, Juan will not come on
here. All right, what did J.J. Redick say?
Okay, so J.J. Redick talking about the Lakers head coaching job, and he said something interesting this morning. This was on one of the ESPN shows.
He's on First Take.
Okay, so here's J.J. Redick about the Lakers head coaching job.
I don't think this is a good job. Yeah, I don't think they have the young players. We talked about the bridge with the Warriors. They don't have the young players that can bridge sort of any decline with LeBron James. I'm not sure you can build a championship contender with the current roster and their current cap situation. They don't really have draft picks going forward. I don't think they can trade a draft pick till 2027. So there's just not a lot in the short term or the long term to be really excited about this job.
All right. he's wrong in so many ways that I don't even know where to start, but let's start here. First of all, jobs that are open for a reason, right?
Right.
It's not like, you know, the Warriors job isn't open, all right? So most jobs that are open, by definition, there's a challenge there.
Sure.
Now, in terms of open jobs, you get to coach LeBron James and Anthony Davis. All you need is for them to stay healthy. There's none of us that disagree about that.
Yeah.
We all agree that if LeBron and AD stay healthy, you automatically have a shot. That's it. That one variable. If now it's a big if. AD gets hurt a lot. LeBron's been hurt last couple of years. But if those planets line up, how can you say it's not a good job? You would have LeBron James and Anthony Davis on your team together.
Okay, so I'm gonna step out on the limb here. I think it's a really tough job.
I
think
say
it's
it wasn't
a really
tough.
Bad spot.
I said it's good.
They've gone through five coaches in 10 years. There's
you're low.
Am
six
I?
Six and eight.
Six coaches in 8 years. Now, how can that be a good job? If they burn through six coaches in 8 years, doesn't that mean that the expectations are impossibly high? If you take the Charlotte job, they're going to give you 5 years.
Well, they didn't give James Borrego five. They just fired him after four.
Four is better than what Vogel got. Vogel got what?
Three.
He got three. I just think the expectations are ridiculously high. Championship or bust. They go through coaches like crazy.
It is. There are certain jobs that win or you're fired is the reality. Yankees, Cowboys, Lakers, USC football. Win or you're fired.
Yeah.
That's accepted as a term of the job. You don't get to build anything. If that's J.J. Redick's definition of a bad job, then he's got a point. But to say that this is not a good job when you step into two of the top 10 players in the NBA, that's crazy. It's insane. If LeBron and AD are healthy, you automatically have a chance to go to the finals.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the job and I'm saying it's six coaches in 8 years?
Yeah.
Come on, man. That is a bad job.
I would rent.
That's a bad job.
I would rent. I wouldn't. No, it's not. Why is it bad? Frank Vogel won a title in his first year.
I know, but
year.
I've not seen these guys able to stay healthy since.
Right, so,
I've not seen. I mean, AD has played what? Since winning the title, AD's played 50 games?
There are 15 teams in the West.
Right.
Okay. Let's say every job is open.
Yeah.
In the West. Okay. Phoenix. Golden State.
Yep.
Clippers, if they get healthy.
Yeah.
Maybe even not them. What other job would you rather have if every job is open and you get your pick? Okay, let me do it this way. The Warriors and the Suns are taken.
Yeah.
You can have any other job in the West. Any other job. You can take Utah, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Portland. What job's better than the Laker job? What job isn't, using J.J. Redick's metrics, a bad job? They all have challenges.
Well, here's the problem, though.
Sacramento, Minnesota?
Right, but the problem is that there are a lot of jobs where you're able to pick your assistants. You're able to say, I want this guy, I want this guy, I want this guy, I want this guy. I've got a specific vision. That's probably not the Lakers job. There is, and you've often talked about this, when Phil Jackson was the head coach, there was a separation between the team and the club.
Right.
Do I have that right?
You do.
That separation doesn't exist anymore.
Correct.
There is now going to be direct feedback from the club to the coach. I think those two things make it a difficult. That's why I keep saying Doc Rivers isn't going to do that.
If he did, don't you think they'd let Doc pick his assistants?
Would they? I don't know.
Yeah, I think they would.
That's why I think they wouldn't go for Doc.
Well, Doc's
because they lose control if they bring in somebody like Doc, who is an established head coach.
Right, but I think winning is more important. Trumps everything. So I think if they can get Doc, they would take him and let him pick his assistants. I don't think it's likely. Do you?
I don't.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be one of the three. It's going to be one of the three guys they're reporting.
Yeah, Mark Stein is saying the Lakers haven't abandoned hope that Doc Rivers will become available to hire this summer. That's Mark Stein. By the way, Kevin Garnett weighed in on his Instagram story and said this: Man, are the Lakers serious? They're not serious about trying to better the situation with that list of coaches.
Oh, geez, did he really?
Yeah, he sent that out today.
What did Terry Stotts, Darvin Ham, and Kenny Atkinson do to Kevin Garnett?
Kevin Garnett, just jeez. Not happy. Yeah, I think it's I think it is a really, really tough job. Now, can you win instantly? Yes, but can you count on Anthony Davis, who's played 70 games over the last 2 years? I don't think you can count on him.
Okay, I never said it wasn't a tough job. I just don't think it's a bad job. Number one, you get to live in L.A.
And right, briefly, and then, six coaches in 8 years,
so
you briefly get to live in L.A.
Right, but give me LeBron. Okay, again, let me put it to you. What team would you rather coach other than the Warriors and the Suns?
Memphis.
You want to live in Memphis?
I want to win. And that team's going to win. That team is young, ascending talent. They're going to win. I mean, if the object is to win as opposed to your address, you wouldn't want that Memphis roster. That Memphis roster is great.
One. Although, look back over the history of the NBA. It's really tough to win titles if a guard is your best player. I guess you could say the Warriors kind of have that, but Steph in the finals has never won a finals MVP.
But he's, I mean, that's just because Durant blocked him.
Right. But
Durant and Iguodala,
then Iguodala won 1 year. But I'm saying, it's like, if you look at the history of the league, it's hard to win a title if a guard is your best player. Like this year, Steph is the one kind of exception. I guess you could go back to Isaiah Thomas on the Pistons.
Well, wait a minute.
Jordan's more of a
wing. Just go
wing.
Through the West. Chris Paul, Ja Morant,
no
Steph
titles,
Curry.
No titles.
Luka Doncic.
No titles.
Yeah, but I mean, you're talking about some real... In the case of Paul, you're talking about a veteran. In the case of Ja Morant, Steph has won. Dallas, you're talking about a young guy who hasn't been around the league forever.
Yeah.
I mean, you can win if your best player is a guard. Well,
you got to have like a team like the Warriors.
If I was a coach, what I would look for is, and I think this is, by the way, in any longevity. You know what? If you can build something, if you can create something, if you have the opportunity to put young talent together,
right.
That is seductive.
Look at Dave Roberts. If you win, you get to stay.
Yeah. No, true.
You know,
true.
And Dave Roberts, you know, the one thing we talked about this while you were gone. I can't remember if I talked about it when you were here. Remember, I always used to be the guy beaten on the pulpit saying Los Angeles isn't a starter town. You can't hire somebody who's never been a coach.
Well, here we go.
Well, here's the thing. Two guys changed my mind. Star effing driven town. Exactly. Two guys changed my mind about the first time coach thing.
Okay.
Sean McVay, Dave Roberts.
Yeah.
Never had been coaches before. So you can't say it doesn't work. There's two examples for you right there. You think you got the right guy. If you think Darvin Ham is Sean McVay, then you go do it. But I J.J. Redick's wrong. Is it a tough job? Like you said, yes. Is it a bad job? No, you get LeBron and AD.
I guess it depends on what you consider bad to be.
Bad would be no chance to win.
I'm going
to
get 2 years.
Bad? No, not if I win. Bad would be
Frank Vogel gone 2 years after winning a title. Bam, history.
Right, but
I mean everybody
you have a losing
just
record. If you have a losing record, you're out. Okay, but if you can lead the Lakers to a winning record with LeBron and AD, all you need is health.
Let's take a couple calls on this.
Yeah,
is the Laker job, as J.J. Redick says, a bad job?
Or if, as I say, it's a great opportunity for somebody. But you got to win.
877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Mesa in Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin. And the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So, big weekend. Big drunk fest, stone fest, awesome weekend with my fraternity brothers after 35 years. It worked perfectly, John, much to the chagrin of you and Juan and everybody who said it was going to be a disaster. It was a blast.
I didn't think it was going to be a disaster. I thought you would ghost out of there after one night.
Nope, did not. I was there for the run.
All right, a lot of people online want to talk about this, including George in Montebello. Hey, George, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, George.
I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Lakers are the staff. They're like those helicopter dads. Once they start going, once the team starts failing, they overtake the organization. So it kind of overwhelms the coaching staff, and it's probably the reason why they haven't came to having that coach that they want, because they want to set, at the same time, they want to know what their coaching staffs, what their team that they're bringing along the line to succeed. Same time, it's LeBron's final years.
Yep.
So they want to make sure which coach is going to be able to make it through.
All right, thanks, George.
Just rooting for George.
Yeah, I think you can find the guy.
Love George. George is a great guy. Montebello is, by the way, where the Mandy Awards are going to be.
That's an interesting thing he said about them being helicopter parents. If you think about it, like, the best example of a helicopter parent of all time is Earl Woods.
Yeah, right.
How'd Tiger do?
Sure.
You know, and the Lakers, by the way, this is not in it. Okay, whether you agree with J.J. Redick or not, I don't. But it's not an impossible job. Phil Jackson went to the finals almost every year.
But again, Phil, so this is, to me, this is what it comes down to. It comes down to this. Do you want someone, do you want to be a collaborator the way Dave Roberts is, the way Sean McVay obviously gets along with Les Snead, the way Les Snead is?
Right.
And Sean McVay is. Or do you want somebody who's going to come in like a hard ass, like Phil did, and say, this is my team, I'm going to run it the way I want to run it?
Right. Well, I think that would be Doc.
And that would be Doc.
Yeah.
This is my team, I'm going to run it the way I run it. That's why I don't think Doc is going to be the next head coach of the Lakers.
Here is Emilio in Fullerton. Emilio! Hey, Emilio. What's going on, man?
Hey guys, I disagree. As we currently state, I do not believe the Lakers is a good job right now, especially for a first-time head coach like a Darvin Ham. You just seen how Frank Vogel got did in. 2 years ago, he brings us a title. Post Kobe's death, all the traumatic stuff that happened in 2020, right?
Yep.
And we kind of just threw him out to dry, scapegoated him. Like, it wasn't his fault. Like, there was so many other stuff that was wrong with the Lakers last year, and he was the only head to roll. I think, as we currently state, the way the front office likes to take control, the way the, especially the Rambis is, like, who'd want to work for the Rambis? Like, I don't understand what they have done to have the power that they have. So until the front office gives whatever head coach we get, whether it's Darvin Ham, Atkinson, and Terry Stotts, whoever it is, the green light to pick their assistants. We're at the finals. Finals is about a week away, and we don't even have a head coach. What are we doing in the offseason?
Yeah.
Free agency is right around the corner.
Thanks, Emilio. Thanks,
well,
Emilio.
You know, he mentioned, like, who wants to be, you know, work with so-and-so. If Doc came in, I think Doc is given the kind of rope that Phil was given.
Correct.
Because he's got an NBA title
on his
resume.
It's your team. You run it.
Now,
I don't think it's your team, you run it, is necessarily what the Lakers are looking for.
Gelato Drew is online and wants to comment about your tipping.
Drew,
how are you?
What's going on, gentlemen? I am just tired of the Venice Mason doesn't tip slander.
Okay.
I ran into to Mace at the AMC Dine-In and Marina last month. We enjoyed that funny Sandra Bullock, Channing Tatum movie.
Yes, we did.
And I physically saw Mace tip the staff.
Yep.
Okay, so wait. First of all, what movie are Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum in?
What was that called? Paradise Lost, Foreign Land.
Something Paradise, yeah, something yeah. like okay. that.
Something like that, yeah.
Like that.
But Drew, the difference is, I think guys...
I tipped the popcorn guy at the AMC listening to Gelato Drew.
Hey, but Drew, here's the problem. If Mason gets bad service, he won't tip. I think a person in Mason's position has to tip regardless.
I can only go off what I saw, and okay. The man tips.
Yep. All right, there thanks. You go. Thank you, Gelato Drew.
Why did I stand up for you?
Who tips when the service is bad? Me. Why?
Because
it's bad service. The tip is supposed to be...
A tip stands for to ensure proper service.
Right.
So you hope if you tip somebody, they'll do better the next time. The next guy will get it better.
And a lot of times, it's not the server's fault. So you're
not
hurting the server based
problem.
On what happens in the back of the kitchen.
You didn't
it is.
Tip them.
It's not my problem.
It's 18% for bad service, 20% or higher for good service.
If they're bad at their job, I'm
Bergman,
not
Bergman, I mark this date down. I'm with you.
Greg, I think you're right.
Thank you.
Shock. Wow. Here's JR. In Tustin. Hi, JR. You're on ESPN LA.
What's up, JR?
Hey, guys. First time on the line with you guys, but long time.
Oh, good.
Listener.
Welcome, JR.
Excited to see you guys and the Mandy, the wife and I, taking the day off, so we're going to see you
Excellent.
Guys there.
Nice. Looking forward to it, man.
I can't believe I'm going to say this because I'm usually on John's side, but for the first time, I'm going to say, John, you're wrong, and Mason, you're right in so many different things I heard today. First off, on the tip thing, Mason, you're right. If the service is bad, I'm not tipping, or at least it's going to be less than 18%.
Yes,
because they yeah.
JR, can I appeal to you here? If you work in a restaurant, if you're a waiter in a restaurant, a lot of times you're paid on your tips. That's what the night you have depends on your tips. If the kitchen takes an hour to make your food, there's nothing the waiter can do about it other than bring it to you when it comes out.
But what if they're unfriendly? What if they're not nice?
So this is what I've done, and like my wife's probably more on your side, John. And it's if it's not the waiter's fault, I make sure that the cash goes directly to the waiter. And it's not, but I'm not, I'm going to give him his fair share. He's going to need he's probably going to be asked to split it anyways, but I'm making
right.
sure that
most
the waiter
places
gets
pull
it.
Most places are pooling tips, yeah.
And JR, why would, going back to the thing about the Lakers, why wouldn't a job, and I'll ask you the same question I asked Mason, other than, Mason made a good point with Memphis, so we'll throw them in there too. Other than the Suns, the Warriors, and the Grizzlies, there are 15 teams in the West. What roster would you rather have than the one that has LeBron and AD? If you're going to be a coach.
If you're wanting to win, and as much as I love LeBron and AD and the championship they brought us, it's all the drama that goes around it that makes it less appealing.
Right.
I mean, the Lakers, I think that the leadership there right now is like the time with like LeVar Ball. It's just like overbearing and wants to get their hands on everything. It's when LeVar sort of backed off a little bit and when we really saw his kids shine. And I think that's what the Lakers need to do. And that's the kind of, If they get that, the coach gets that kind of freedom,
yep.
then yeah, I think like it's attractive. But what we're seeing right now and how we did Frank Vogel, I don't know. I wouldn't want to jump into that mess.
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thanks, Sharon. And it is true they did scapegoat Frank Vogel and throw him out in the street.
LeVar Ball, helicopter dad.
Yeah, but
look at those kids.
But look, it wasn't until he took a step back.
Right.
Did they? I mean, I've not heard from LeVar Ball in a while.
Haven't seen the
defeated. Never lost.
You haven't seen the new Verizon commercial with LaMelo?
No, I have not. Is that in it? Is it Verizon or is it Hulu? Is he just racking up endorsements?
LaMelo's
wow.
Like
LaMelo's the next new thing.
So LaMelo is in the phone store and he's talking about how he really wants to win an award. And the guy goes, "You're already Rookie of the Year." And he goes, "I want to be Employee of the Month." And LeVar walks by. He's outside the phone store.
Yep.
And he goes, "Nothing my son can't do." It was an AT&T ad, and I said Verizon. I didn't even get the ad.
See?
You know, you talk about how.
See?
Yeah, but LeVar's out there.
Yeah, no, he's LeVar's but he's not. He's not thing. Running their careers, which is what he was doing. Do you agree with that? He's not. He wasn't
with Lonzo. He was very hands on.
Yeah, with Lonzo. Well, with LiAngelo, right? LiAngelo.
LiAngelo.
LiAngelo. Sorry.
Yeah, LiAngelo in the GD.
He's the forgotten ball.
Mason is wrong.
Yeah, LiAngelo's like the bonus Jonas.
LiAngelo is the
There's
lost ball.
Brother.
Is he still trying to break in, LiAngelo?
No.
LiAngelo.
LiAngelo. Is he still playing?
Yeah, he was in Detroit. He was on Detroit's G League team last year.
Okay, yeah. I think as soon as his dad backed off, that was good. I would have a hard time with my parents over my back trying to do everything. I wouldn't have stood for that. The moment I left the house, I was like, I'm me, you're you, I'm off.
Well, I think LaMelo kind of does do that with Lamar.
I think LaMelo did do that. And LaMelo, by the way, is going to be, I think he is going to be first team All-NBA someday.
I do too.
I think he's got a chance to win an MVP. I think he's that good. I think he's that good. Just a machine. All right, so John, 42 years ago today.
Take it away, Shidano.
Okay, so that would be 1980.
One of the scariest movies ever made. The Shining.
Oh, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Yeah, honey, light of my life.
Shelley Duvall, Jack Nicholson, and a kid on a big wheel.
I'm home.
Here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny. Such a scary movie.
Yeah, based on a book by Stephen King.
It holds up so well.
What was the name of the hotel?
Overlook. The Overlook Hotel.
Okay.
Yeah. And he just slowly lost his mind. And that's, you know, that is one of Nicholson's best performances.
Do you remember who played, as it turns out, he wasn't really a bartender.
Scatman Crothers.
Yeah, really good in that.
Took an axe in the belly.
Yep, really good in that movie.
Yeah, no, it's a really scary movie. I love that. And I would say right up there for me in terms of scary movies. That thing is haunting, right. I think, The Shining.
Stays with you.
Yeah, stays with you.
Scariest movie that stayed with you the longest is what?
Is The Exorcist.
For me?
Yeah.
That's a weird one. Jaws.
No, Jaws is right there, sure.
Me and all my friends, we made each other swim out to the buoys the next day so we wouldn't be afraid to go in the ocean.
I don't go to the ocean. I don't go into the ocean. In fact, these guys were here. They wanted to go in the ocean. First of all, I said, the ocean is, I looked it up, it's 60 degrees right now, so you don't really want to go in the ocean. Secondly, there are sharks
out there.
Wait
a minute,
you
think that's cold?
60?
Yeah.
Isn't that cold?
No.
60 seems really cold to me.
No, below 60. You get into the 50s, you're cold. 60's not, like, ridiculously cold. 70's hot.
Oh, 70's. I mean, ocean so style.
True. Yeah, oh, 60.
60's
I would,
not cold?
I would jump in. You know, when those people do those polar bear plunges?
Well, I'm not. That's once like a year I'm doing a polar.
Degrees.
I'm talking about you need a wetsuit.
No,
and,
no,
I mean,
not for 60.
All those surfers were wearing wetsuits.
Well, I would if I had one, but 60's not the end of the world.
60's. Friggin' cold. So, but I won't go in the ocean anyway. Even when it's warm, even like when I'm somewhere like Costa
Wait,
Rica
you didn't
or one
go
of those.
In the ocean when you lived at the ocean?
Nope. That's, whole time I lived
weird.
At the ocean, didn't go in the ocean.
Weird.
Scares the hell out of me.
Paying a lot of money for that view.
I saw a well, the view is great. Saw a drone shot where they took the drone and they sent it out past the surfers and all sharks. All sharks just beyond the surf. No way I'm going in the ocean.
Come on,
no
me way. And you, swim to the buoys tomorrow.
My
Let's do
ass.
It.
It's
no
not
wetsuit.
Happening.
Let's
not
go.
Happening. No wetsuit. 60 degrees.
Come
no
on.
Thank you. No thank
It'll
you.
Wake you up. It'll be good for you.
All right. Coming up next for you, John, a woman has celebrated her 100th birthday by doing something that I think is pretty cool. It's coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Ireland.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Turning 100 is a big deal, right?
Yeah, I'm not even sure I want to make it to 100.
I don't want to make it to 100. I know some lady who... Nah, I won't say that. Yeah, I'll say it. She's 105 years old. Hadn't gotten out of bed in 5 years.
Yeah, just, no thanks.
Just her, a nurse, and Fox News Channel. That's pretty much it. That is her life. I don't want to live that long. The moment I'm miserable, I don't want to be around. But this lady did something very impressive. It's actually something that President George Herbert Walker Bush, Bush the father, did at the age of 90. She went skydiving. I think this is fantastic. I think 100, if you've never done it, do it. Like, my mom's turning 80 this year. What are the odds I can get my mom to go skydiving with me?
That's just abusive.
No, it's not. It would be exhilarating.
For you?
No, for her too. For her too.
No, what in the...
Point.
Yeah.
You think it's 0.0? I don't think it's 0.0. I think I can get her to do it.
Well, I'm not doubting that. I wouldn't want my mom to do it.
Oh, I would.
Bergman, you want Jan to go jump out of a plane?
Come on, Jan,
I love
do
my
it.
Mom, and she would probably do it, but no, I would do rather it, her Jan, stay on the ground it. At this,
this
point.
This is an unnecessary risk for Donna.
It's
why,
not, because
why are you,
it's wait. An adventure. Life is an adventure. It is meant to
Bobcat.
Be fun. There's Jan. It is meant to be fun.
Right.
It is meant to be
what
exciting.
What is fun about a 100-year-old jumping out of a plane?
It is exhilarating. It is, I'm 100, and look what I can still do. I'm all for this late. Now, you've never skydived, right?
No, I wanted to, but I would. But I don't want my mom doing it. My mom's in her 80s. I don't want her doing it.
My mom turns 80. I want her to do it. What do you, Jorge, would you go, have you been skydiving?
Nope, and I wouldn't do it either.
Why?
I just, not my thing.
Yeah. Bergman, you've done it.
I've done it, and it's amazing.
It's amazing.
One of the best feelings I've ever had in my life.
It is a crazy feeling after you jump out of a plane. It is completely exhilarating, and I had an adrenaline buzz for 2 days afterwards.
Bergman, I just sent you my mom's number.
Okay.
Call and see if she answers the phone. I don't think my mom, your mom... You could talk her into it.
I think I can.
I don't think my mom would have any interest in
you
answer her.
Okay,
it.
Think about
I doubt it.
It,
but try it.
Think about this. You, me, my mom, your mom, skydiving in June.
No, I wouldn't want my mom to do it. I'm dead serious.
You really wouldn't?
Nah, she'd kill herself.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding?
She's riding. She's flying
my
tandem.
My mom almost poked her eye out gardening.
Did
I
she
mean,
really?
Yeah.
What, oh, I mean, yeah, you're right. She's not safe then.
Yeah,
she's not safe.
I mean, what,
how old is your mom?
All right. She gets very upset.
Okay.
When I say how old she is. So I will simply say she's between 82 and 84.
Okay, so she's 83 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is skydiving age. If this lady can do it at 100, why can't your mom do it at 83? Why can't my mom do it at 80?
But I wouldn't want my mom to do it.
You don't want her to have the experience of a lifetime?
No. I think this is a completely unnecessary risk.
What are the odds that I can get you to go skydiving?
Oh, I would do it.
Would you?
I don't care. Matter of fact, I wanted to go bungee jumping for a story.
Yep.
And my news, I wanted to bungee jump off the Coronado Bridge.
Yep.
And my news director wouldn't let me do it. I said, what if I sign a waiver that says I could, you know, I would do it. And he said, no. He goes, we can't afford the liability if something goes wrong. So if we did it as part of a bit for a show, would the station have to sign off
Boss
on it?
Boss Amanda? Oh, do we have Myrna?
I don't know. Oh, wait. Did she answer the phone? Oh, hold on. Hey, Mom, are you there?
I'm here. Hi. I'm on my cell phone.
I'm aware we called it.
Myrna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, Mom. So this is the story. This woman turned 100 in Florida, and she celebrated by going skydiving. I don't think you would have any interest in doing that, nor would I want you to do
Come
it.
On, Myrna.
Mason
do
says
it.
He's going to try and talk Donna into it. How would you feel about going skydiving for your next birthday?
Well, you know, my friend Mary Chabray did that, and I couldn't, and so did Terry Nucio, and I couldn't believe those two girls did it.
Now, they're your
age.
Those, yeah, that's those women are your age. What do you think about you doing it?
Well, honey, you don't even want me to climb a ladder.
That
I
is
mean,
true.
Now you want me to jump out
no,
of a plane?
No, I do not want you to do it.
Oh, Myrna, I think it would be a great experience.
That's
a great experience.
That's what we're arguing over. Steve thinks it would be exhilarating and would be very fulfilling for you. I hate even the idea of it. Matter of fact, I might even veto it, but I'm just curious if you'd want to do it.
You know, Steve, I'm sorry. I just have no interest in jumping out of a plane.
That a girl!
Myrna.
Yeah.
Well, you do have a lot of galas and things to go to, luncheons and galas. That's kind of
that
the
would,
life of Myrna,
that
isn't
would
it?
That very much interfere with your social schedule, Mom, wouldn't it?
It definitely would. And you know, I played golf this morning, and it would really hurt my golf game a lot.
Nice, Myrna. How do you shoot?
What did I shoot?
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you because it wasn't pretty.
Okay. It was not pretty.
Mom, how is Danny the cat?
He's right here. He's looking at me like, who are you talking to?
Do you like cats?
She didn't until Danny. Now, here's the interesting thing, Mace. True story, and my mom will back me up on this. If you or I go to the house, Danny bolts. Once it hates men.
Oh, really? Danny hates men?
Mom, that's...
No, he doesn't hate men.
Why won't he stay and talk to me?
Well, my grandson, Drew, was here. Dane was here the other night.
Okay.
And he was all over Dane. I'll send a picture to you.
Wow. So why do you think it's me? Do you think I send off a bad vibe?
Yes.
Well, he doesn't like a lot of noise.
John's very loud.
Yes, that's true. No. I have a very loud voice. You think that's it, Mom? I'm too loud for Danny?
That could have something to do with it. But, we'll try Jack on him because Jack's not noisy, and I think that would work.
Have you talked to your son or your grandson since he had his wisdom teeth pulled?
I did, and I told him. It's so good he did that because your dad waited until he was in his 80s, and he really had a horrible time.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah,
that
no thank you. So he's been eating a lot of chocolate ice cream, but other than that, he's hanging in there. Okay, Mom, I'm glad you agree with me about the skydiving.
I think Donna's going to go, though, Myrna. I think Donna's going to jump out the plane with me.
Well, tell her I'll pray for her.
Thank you, Mom. I love you.
Thanks,
have a good
Myrna.
Day.
I love you.
You guys have got to be having a tough day, I'll tell you.
Yes. Bye, Mom.
Bye, Myrna.
Bye. Love you.
Bye-bye.
She does have a lot of galas to go to and luncheons. Galas and luncheons.
Yes.
At the club.
Yeah, and that would interfere with it.
It would.
The skydiving interfere. Yeah, well, maybe we'll call Donna tomorrow and try and talk
to her. Yeah, we'll call Donna. I think she will initially say no, and then once she thinks about it, she'll say, hell yeah.
Where do you think that stepdad Leo will come down on this?
I think he might go too.
Yeah, I do too. I think if he goes, she goes.
He is a very sprite fellow.
Yeah, he's spirited.
He is spirited. Is. Yeah, spirited. He's got sprite. Is that a term?
Sprite? That's a drink.
He's a
drink.
A spunk. Yeah. Did you mean spunk?
He's a sprite man.
No. Yes, sir, Rebo.
Look up Sprite. I'm sure I'm right.
You know what? I'm not going against you with these words. He's always like, Bergman, you had extra days to come up with jump ball. Is it good?
It's Monday, so no.
You had two
the
extra
bottom
days
level.
To come up with
but that
stuff.
Doesn't mean anything. You think that I'm like looking for jump ball over the weekend?
I do.
No, I am not.
Ridiculous.
I think all weekend, you should be getting ready for this.
This is what I do. All day long, I think about this show constantly.
I do.
Yeah, you're the only one. We're all thinking about it.
You work on the golf course. John Ireland is saying,
I had no golf
what we're
today.
Do
how, many, how many times does Ireland reference golf? He references golf all the time. He puts his life. He's always
thinking.
He sends
an email every day.
He sends an email every day.
Bergman, I gave you 10 ideas for this show at 5 o'clock in the morning.
You did. You did a great job.
All right, so that's what we want out of you.
Look, you know what? It's Monday.
We want you. It's a brand new week. It's May the 20th.
I mean,
20th.
I got stuff.
Seize the day.
I got stuff.
Bring it.
Carpe diem.
Bring it.
All right. Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Yep, there you go. Jump balls coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks, King. All right, so Tim Tebow did not make it as a professional athlete, as we all know, but still has a massive following. Now he is going to try and monetize that following after he filed for a trademark on his name to launch a line of fitness equipment. It will include exercise equipment, bands, medicine balls, training bars, foam rollers, and weights. How do you think the Tebow full gym will do on the market?
Well, first of all, let me go back to the way you started this question.
He did not make it as a professional athlete.
Right. What makes you say that?
He led
the Broncos to a playoff
win
over the Steelers.
He had one good game in his entire career as a professional
athlete. But he got 2 years in, right?
And by the way,
but he didn't make it.
He got paid to be an athlete for 10 years. I mean, there's guys that did much worse than him. But anyway, to answer your original question, he has a huge following. And for some reason, whenever he does anything, it attracts people.
Yep.
I think he makes money on this thing.
He's a human brand. If you identify with Tim Tebow, you are of, you know, chances are you've got...
You're a man of faith.
You're a man of faith. You want to support another man of faith. We've met Tim Tebow. He's a really, really good guy. I think he does great on ESPN, too. I wouldn't bet against Tim Tebow in success in this foam roller business.
Yeah, it sounds like it actually will work. He does have a massive following. Totally agree with you. I'm going to use this drop today.
I'm a general. Since Charles Lee is apparently out of the running.
Right, he's out of it, so I got to get as much use of it.
Well, he wasn't on the three finals.
Oh,
list.
That's too bad. I was rooting. Shams put out. I was rooting for Charles Lee.
I'm a general. Whee!
It's such a great drop, too. Oh, it's too bad. All right, so I started watching the George Carlin documentary on HBO over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's two-parter, right?
Yes, two-parters. I watched the whole first part. It was great. I'm just about to get to the second part. But it was fantastic, and I've always been a big, huge George Carlin fan. So where about would you rank Carlin in terms of best male comedians of
two.
All time?
Number two.
Number two?
Yep, number two.
Who's number one?
Lenny Bruce, because he broke so much ground. I mean, he was doing stand-up comedy before anybody was doing stand-up comedy. Really, really pushing the envelope. Carlin is right there at number two for me.
I don't know Lenny Bruce's work that well, so Carlin's number one for me. And I'm a little biased because I used to bartend in West L.A. when I was in college. And Carlin would come in there every Wednesday for some reason. He would come in there for lunch. Always left a tip, Mace, every day, and could not have been nicer to everybody. Couldn't have been nicer to the servers, nice to the people that walked up to him. And Greg, the thing that I marvel at with Carlin's comedy is I can't tell you how many times I'll be like on Twitter and somebody will send a bit from 20 years ago and it's totally relevant
100%.
To today.
And both
like,
sides
what's
too.
Going on?
It goes to, it goes to both sides of every argument. He's great about everything. He has books that are out that I've read. They're all fantastic.
Yeah,
he is amazing.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I can't wait to watch.
Yeah,
that.
I've met his daughter Kelly Carlin,
she's in the
fantastic.
Documentary.
Oh, is she in the doc?
She's in the doc.
She's great. Yeah, and John, you're right about the timeliness. I mean, you take a bit from 40 years ago, and for it to make sense today speaks to how much of a genius George Carlin
is. I mean, and like
is.
Little stuff. He'll walk out there, he'll go, you ever notice that anyone driving slower than you on the freeway is an idiot? And anyone driving faster than you is an a-hole. I mean, that's brilliant.
True to this day. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the seven dirty words is one of the best bits of
just brilliant.
All time. But it's a pretty amazing. Like, you see how he starts as a straight man, and then he moves and he goes more blue as he starts. He changes his whole style.
I'm
really
definitely
amazing.
Watching. By the
it's
way, there's so much great TV on. I'm caught up now on Barry. I'm
caught
up
on
Hacks. I'm not. That's
okay,
tonight. Tonight is Better Call Saul.
But tonight is
the mini finale, right?
Right. The finale of this is the last season of Better Call Saul. They broke it into two parts. This is the finale of part one of those six episodes.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to spoil it for anybody.
Don't.
But there is something, there is an event that is, it's happening tonight, and I can't wait to see how it turns
out.
Yeah,
I'm going to watch it as a double feature tonight. I'm going to watch last week's episode leading into this week's episode, because this will be the end of the first half of season
one. And then
one.
There'll only be six left, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so good. But are you watching The Offer?
Not yet, but I will.
You will love The Offer. It is so good.
I'm taking some vacation this summer, and I'll put that in the queue to watch on the plane.
I just did a podcast with Patrick Gallo, who plays Mario Puzo in there, and he's great. He's really, really good.
I'm a general. Whee!
All right, Jorge.
I'm going to go with this one.
There he is!
Okay.
Okay. Just random drops today.
So, John, I told you I did something stupid this weekend.
You did, but you didn't tell me what it was.
So, we came home late Saturday, right? So I was hungry. We had pasta left over, and I turned on the stove to kind of warm it up. I go to bed, left the stove on. Brenda noticed it first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Wait, was the pasta cooking? You didn't
smell
it?
No. Okay. I ate it, and I put the pan to the side.
No. And then you just forget to turn the stove on.
I forgot to turn the stove on. Okay. So Brenda gave me this whole thing about you're an idiot. How can you do that?
She's right.
It's dangerous as hell.
Have you guys done anything
burn the house
stupid
down.
Like that?
Well, I will tell you this, that I go back and check that my door is locked multiple times. Like, sometimes I'll lock my door, I'll go down to my car, I'll start the car, and think to myself, the dogs are in there. Did I lock the door? So I'll walk all the way back up, check the lock again. It's always been locked, but I check it multiple times because one time one of my dogs got out. So there's no way that I'm going to leave that door unlocked.
So this is kind of like what you've been, just not as dangerous. one night I had been drinking, and I went into the bathroom to brush my teeth, and I brushed my teeth. It's probably 1 or 2 in the morning.
Yep.
Woke up the next day. Sink's still running.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Left it on for about 5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad it was a sink and not a shower.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, but the stove.
Corporate grid.
The stove. Yeah, you're like an stove old place didn't burn down.
Exactly.
I'm a general. Whee!
All right, so I got two left.
You know, we're going to start using that drop when you think you're in charge of things. Yeah, like when Bergman is in charge, he is the general.
That's I'm fine. A general. Whee!
You can use this as much as you like. I like that drop.
Talk about Bruno.
I don't know where that came from.
Dusting off random, all of them.
Just,
today.
Just
like
hitting
it.
Buttons
I
today.
Like it.
All right, so let's go with some. Let's go with some Purtle to end this up.
Purtle.
I just spit all over my computer screen. Mason, give me a name. Any name that is currently in the National Basketball Association.
Any name. Let's go with Haywood Highsmith.
Wait a minute. That's
That is a name. Yeah. That is a name that I can use him. Oh, my God. He is on Miami, so obviously he's in the East. He is not a forward. Taller than 6'4", younger than 25. His number is higher than 24. But he is on Miami. You got the right team.
Okay.
I just thought from now on I'm going to have a really interesting name to start Purtle with.
I like that.
All right, but wait, you narrowed it down, so you got the team.
So yeah, so it's a guy on Miami.
Okay.
He's taller than 6'4", so he's probably a center, under 25 years old.
This should be a layup for you, Ireland.
Well, what I'm thinking is his number, his jersey number, like the first thing that popped in my head was Tyler Hero, but Tyler Hero's number 14.
Well, Tyler Hero's a guard. He's taller than 6'4".
But Tyler Hero is 6'5".
But he's not a forward, so okay. He's got to be tall. He's a center probably.
So,
you want me to try Tyler Hero?
Say? No. What'd they say the age was?
Under 25.
Well, Bam Adebayo is 24.
Ooh, that's a good one. You want to go Bam?
Yeah, try him.
Nope. It's a center, taller than 6'9", under the age of 24. Number is higher than 24. He's also number 13.
Come on, Johnny. He's a Miami Heat guy.
Try Omer Yurtseven.
Oh yeah,
Omer Yurtseven is the correct answer
on
three.
Really?
How did you get the name Omer Yurtseven?
Okay,
did he play the other night?
Yeah, no, he played. He played against the Lakers. They were so shorthanded against the Lakers that not only did Yurtseven play, but Udonis Haslem, who is basically at this point a hood ornament for the Heat, he never plays. Haslem played in that game, and my buddy Agnello, who runs Terranea, I got him tickets to that game, and he went. Dear God, we're dead. Haslam's in. And then Yurtseven in that game played several minutes, and I knew he was young. So, and he wears number 77.
Yep. So he's got a big.
So they fit all your criteria.
Nice
but man, that
job.
I credit Mason for that, for getting somebody on the Heat right out of the gate.
What was his name? Haywood?
Highsmith.
I don't even think I've heard of that.
That's
dude.
A great name. That's a great name.
That is a good name.
You know, there's a guy who never plays on the Heat bench named Michael Mulder.
Michael Mulder.
Okay.
That's the X-Files guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like the X-Files guy.
So he spells his name M-Y-C-H-A-L,
like
Michael Thompson.
Yep.
And we found out, he used to be on the bench for the Warriors, we found out that his dad was a huge Laker fan living in Detroit, liked the name Michael, liked the way R. Michael spelled it, and named his son after Michael.
Oh, wow.
So there's a guy in the NBA named after Michael Thompson, and he plays for the Heat.
Interesting. All right, that's always the cue, by the way, to do Purtle. So do Purtle during the break. Or Wordle during the break. Do Wordle during the break.
Okay, right. I will do Wordle.
Josh Donaldson has just been suspended by Major League Baseball, and you might be surprised why. We'll explain coming up.
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.